Welcome to the Print Pod. Shailaja Bajpai wrote an opinion piece, Pegasus, Pawn, Punjab, Parliament, Indian News Channels Didn't Pause This Week. I'm Ruben Alex and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The week began as a spy story straight out of John Le Carré's novels of sinister international espionage, governments and covert private players. It then descended into a street brawl with the ruckus in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. It went on to the latest round of shadow boxing between a retired cricket player and a retired army officer, Sidhu versus Captain, and ended up as a dirty picture. Welcome to the week of the four P's, Pegasus, Parliament, Punjab and Pornography, Pegasus Spygate Sting, Parliament Hangama, Battle of Punjab and Kundra in Pawn Scandal. And if that isn't enough, how about the delightful sight of members of the press perspiring profusely as they pursued Trinamool Congress party MPs, cycle yatra to Parliament and protest against the high price of fuel. More than enough peas in that sentence. You would have thought that since several journalists in India were among those allegedly spied on in Pegasus Snoopgate row, which saw a global investigation led by Amnesty International into possible infection of phones of certain high-profile individuals with Pegasus to spy on them, the news channels collectively would have been outraged, but the response was ambivalent. Monday evening debates on channels such as Times Now, CNN News 18 and Republic TV were either suspicious of the findings or downright dismissive, with headlines like hashtag Pegasus Spygate flops. Republic TV's Arnab Goswami sneered at Lutyens Delhi's expression of dismay. He couldn't understand the fuss or the ever-willing publications taking Amnesty's word at face value when the claims were basically unverified. At Times Now, Navika Kumar said the allegations were not entirely conclusive and what doesn't add up was the loosely strung together evidence with no proof. On CNN News 18, Zaka Jacob also appeared unruffled by the revelations. We have come to expect state surveillance, he said, as calmly as he would have said that we have come to expect delays in monsoon. India Today's Rajdeep Sardesai, NDTV India's Ravish Kumar were more skeptical, asking questions like did the government hack phones and interviewing some of the journalists who were allegedly targeted by Pegasus. Other channels such as Zee News went for the government's jugular, albeit gently. Anchor Aman Sharma Tuesday repeatedly asked BJP's Gaurav Bhatia whether India was an NSO client and used Pegasus. Each time Bhatia wriggled out of answering, Sharma would softly but firmly insist he reply. The BJP spokesperson ducked again and again, which suggests that it wasn't something he could deny. Several channels explained how Pegasus infects phones. Most broadcast soundbites on the issue from the government and BJP and of opposition parties or cybersecurity experts. This doesn't always happen, so it was good to hear BJP slam the opposition for bringing shame to the country's name. And Congress called the BJP Bharatiya Jasoos Party. A less pleasing sight and sound was the hangama in Parliament by the opposition on Monday when Prime Minister Narendra Modi tried to introduce his new ministers and again on Tuesday. The constant slogans, heckling, chaos reduced the protesting opposition MPs to a group of sulky schoolchildren, repeatedly scolded and told to return to their seats by the Principal of Proceedings, Speaker Om Birla. Evening discussions also wrapped them on the knuckles with headlines such as, how will any work get done? 1 minute in the Rajya Sabha costs 1,83,000 rupees and has opposition forgotten its responsibility by various news outlets. The opposition parties do seem to have forgotten the power of television to convey and spread a message, something they ought to have been reminded of during the discussion on the coronavirus Tuesday in the Rajya Sabha. When Rashtriya Janata Dal's Manoj Jha spoke with such passion and empathy about the devastating second wave of COVID, his speech did more damage to the government's image than the sum of all the protests. We also made the acquaintance of newly appointed Health Minister Mansukh Mandaviya during the debate. He gave a good account of himself, speaking fluently and to the point as he presented the government's case. What is it about the tussle for power in Punjab's Congress party between Chief Minister Captain Amarinder Singh and Navjot Singh Sidhu that the news channels find so absorbing for the last month? We know Punjab goes to the polls next year, but the constant updates, flashing headlines, breaking news on which one is doing what, PCC Chief Sidhu at Golden Temple, or whom they visit, especially one of Gandhi's, Sonia, Rahul or Priyanka, indicate the channels think that this appeals to viewers more than, say, the floods in Mumbai Monday. It's easier to understand why businessman Raj Kundra became a person of interest to news channels, first, as the channels never failed to point out he is Shilpa Shetty's husband, and second, he has been arrested by the Mumbai police after porn scam unearthed, with dirty pictures being shared on a dirty app. Zee News was the first to reach the bungalow where, apparently, young women were shot, nude, behind tightly drawn blinds. The channel also featured a woman's half-naked back with its headlines. Who was the director and how many characters? Asked India TV, rather pleased with the rhyme in the sentence. Hindi and English channels tracked Kundra's alleged pornography business, flashed footage of him with Shetty regularly, and went into all the lurid little details so that by Wednesday, Kundra and porn were synonymous on the news.